www.blogtalkradio.com.
Number that is not our usual number. We will return to our usual toll-free number tomorrow night, but for tonight, the number you need to connect to us is 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're doing the show again from the WSRQ studios in Sarasota, Florida, which was a little chilly today down here in Sarasota. Certainly it wasn't the freezing cold weather that it is up north, but it got down to like 60 degrees here.
Yeah, it's chilly
today
for Sarasota, Florida.
So,
it's blisteringly warm for New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's funny to hear people around here complain about how cold it is.
Yeah, you were wanting to sit outside in the cold in your shirt sleeves last night.
So anyway, we're here doing kind of like a working vacation, and we're about to wrap it up because we're heading back to Keene bright and early tomorrow morning, where we will continue and do our usual weekend shows from our LRN.FM studios. But for tonight, you'll need the special number, 941-373-1220. Also, we are still available to you on Skype. So if you would prefer to connect with us that way, you can connect to username LRN.FM. That's again, LRN.FM on Skype. Last night, there was a story I teased, but we didn't have a chance to get to. And that story was about Dennis Rodman, the basketball Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
All of a sudden popping up in North Korea. And I want to get to that here, but we've actually got a call to start the show out with, I think. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Oh, let me turn the phone on.
Hey, directly on there.
Sorry, who is this?
This is the pizza guy.
Oh, pizza guy from North Dakota. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to call and maybe give you some grief about Rand Paul. I don't know how you feel about him.
Not a fan.
I'm a fan by the standards of politicians. I mean, you know, I'll give him an 8 on the scale of 1 to 10, but, you know, I mean, it's hard to get really excited about politicians.
I don't think he can carry his dad's jockstrap, personally.
You say that all the time, and, you know, I know you're a big fan of Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and I just wondered if you think that's the Dale Carnegie approach to talking about Rand. I mean, sure, there's things you disagree with him, there's things you disagree with Ron Paul on. But as far as, you know, the overall picture, you know, I consider myself on the Ian DeMarc spectrum probably closer to you, Ian. I'm a pretty radical guy, but in the real world, and I even hate hearing myself saying it, in the real world, I mean, I think Rand Paul is doing a lot of good things. And even as I hate to say it, Glenn Beck recently has been doing some good things on some clips I've been seeing. Like, isn't it good just to have those ideas out there on a national stage? Isn't that exciting?
Well, what ideas? I mean, Rand Paul doesn't present any principled ideas to anyone because he's, as I understand it, didn't he support some kind of war somewhere? I don't even remember what it was, but I remember being disgusted by him supporting war and also supporting a border crackdown. I think he came out in favor of some sort of a ridiculous, you know, border enforcement increase as well during his campaign. Yeah, he's been on the right side of some issues, but, and maybe he's on the you know, the liberty side, and when I say right, I mean the liberty-oriented side, not right as in right-left, but right is incorrect. You know, maybe he's right or liberty-oriented on some issues, but he's certainly not presenting a principled message at all, so to me, that just simply makes him a better politician than the rest of the pack. I mean, that's just not saying that much, in my opinion. And I don't, you know, I'm not interested in winning Rand Paul as a friend. He's a politician.
I see. Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of the things I do see him do, though, when he's interviewed and when he's not, he's very careful, you know, to say that I had to vote this way. That doesn't mean I agree with it. And I think at the very least, he's consistent and he's never been the tie-breaking vote. When he has been the tie-breaking vote, he's done it to do things like filibuster, that he finally let through when he wasn't able to filibuster, when he didn't have the people in his pocket to help do that. Then he voted for him, but until then he filibustered him and made him say, I'm not going to, you know, do drone strikes on American citizens. And I think credit where credit's due. He is the animal that he is, and he's a politician, and he's a darn good politician as far as politics go, and that's a bad thing to be. But I'm excited about what he's doing.
So what is he doing? Is there something in particular that happened recently?
It's nothing specific, but I really believe that, like, as far as, like, going from Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney to Rand Paul being up there, you know, just the idea of getting the Paul name back out there, and I'm not a big fan of nepotism, but again, in the real world we live in, that's the thing that would live in people's hearts and minds to go, oh, okay, things are different now. And I mean, you really think you would put together a cabinet that's all establishment? Probably not. Right?
Yeah, and here's a Slate article, Ian, that says Rand Paul's quiet war against more defense spending. I mean, doesn't that kind of speak to your heart? I mean, okay. I'm with you.
I'm going to give the guy credit where credit's due.
I like his dad more because his dad stood for principle. But his dad also got almost nothing done in Washington, D.C. So, I mean, that's a, you know, it's something, but it's not everything. I think what Rand wants to do is get more done. So he plays.
Whatever that means.
So he plays some of those political games.
Let me know when something liberty-oriented gets done in Washington, D.C.
I think that the best Rand Paul can hope to do is to prevent tyrannical things from happening.
Okay, well, then don't talk about getting anything done,
is getting something done. Stopping tyrannical things from happening is truly getting something done. What did Ron Paul manage to stop? And I love the message that Ron Paul...
If you're looking for a politician to save you, you're going to be in serious trouble.
I'm not looking for them to save me.
Everybody who's all excited about, oh, Rand Paul, come on, 2016. We're going to elect Rand Paul in 2016, and he's going to bring us liberty. No, sorry, not going to happen. And the idea that people are... of this mindset still, that politicians are to whom they look. Oh, well, if we can get Rand Paul in there, then maybe he can stop some of this tyranny. Well, why don't you try stopping it yourself? Why don't you try refusing to obey the state? I mean, the tyranny exists because you allow it to. That's the fact of the matter. You get told what to do, and you do it. You get told what to pay, and you pay it. And as long as you keep doing and paying whatever it is they say to do and pay, nothing's going to change.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a politician that is more liberty-oriented is going to cause less grief. I agree with you, Ian, 100%, that your destiny is in your hands. However, there's a percentage of your destiny that's in the hands of the politicians. And... you know, I mean, it's as far as I'm concerned, I would prefer to have Rand Paul.
I already said the guy's done some nice things.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm not scolding you either, Ian.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, like better than
I'm
most.
I'm not going to pretend like he loves liberty because it's clear to me that he doesn't get it. At least either he doesn't get it or he doesn't want to get it, or he's pretending like he doesn't get it so he can get inside the inner circles of Washington, D.C., or whatever it is, the old claim that, well, Rand Paul's really an anarchist, but he has to act differently because he needs to play politics. And I really don't care what the truth is. I really just am concerned with what I can talk about and what is apparent and, you know, what is actually happening out there. And what's happening is Rand Paul's right on some things. He's correct on liberty. You know, he's liberty oriented on more things than the average politician. And I think we've given him that credit on this show. But that doesn't mean I'm going to pretend like he's not doing other things that aren't in favor of freedom. Sorry. I'm not interested in being that person on the air who's going to fillet some politician.
What would you rate him on a scale of 1 to 10 against politicians that have existed?
Well, I would say he's better than every other senator currently in the Senate.
I think his RLC rating is in above 80%.
Okay.
Would you give him an 8 out of 10?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm better than... I would say, compared to the other politicians on a curve, he's better than... I already said he's number one in the Senate.
Pizza guy, this is hard for Ian to do, but I think that this is the best you're going to get out of him, and I think it's pretty good.
I mean, I don't think the pizza guy was asking me not to critique this guy, but if that's the suggestion, then I'm not going to play ball like that. I think that people who love liberty need to hold politicians accountable for the choices they make and ask them what the hell they're thinking, especially if they purport to have any kind of freedom orientation in the first place. The number here tonight for your thoughts, they are certainly welcome. Is 941-373-1220, whether about Rand Paul or that we'll get to this Dennis Rodman story's bizarre North Korea basketball story here in a few moments. 941-373-1220, you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number here tonight, 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. We're here at the WSRQ studios in Sarasota, Florida. returning to our regular studios and our regular toll-free line tomorrow. But meantime, you can join us here at 941-373-1220, also on Skype at username lrn.fm. We're going to continue with your calls here in moments. But first, I want to remind you about freetalklive.com. You can go there. You can actually create the content on the site. So if you find something online you want to share with us, maybe it's about Rand Paul, and you know you want to point out something Rand Paul's doing bad or something Rand Paul's doing right, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, or it can be about anything. It can be a YouTube video, it can be a blog post, news item, whatever you think we would enjoy seeing, what you think we might want to talk about on the air, what you think our listeners will enjoy, you submit it. It appears on the upcoming stories page and must receive a certain number of votes in order to make it to the front page and top of the website. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive.
You know, I saw a little bit of news on Facebook yesterday that, you know, it gave me some a bit more hope about the Free State Project. The Free State Project, many people, when they first moved, got involved in an organization called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. It was basically founded at about the same time the Free State Project started, by people who are both participants and people who weren't. They were folks that were native New Hampshireites. And the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has been invited to kind of, get a little closer with the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union. Now, these are, say what you want about the civil liberties unions out there, state and federal, but they're powerful organizations, and on some issues, they're right. So to have these kind of pairings go on really shows me that there's been a lot of effect. I mean, you know, what liberty organization in your state is getting paired up, to some extent or another with powerful organizations? And I suspect the answer is none. So if you're interested in actually doing something to forward the ideas of liberty in a state in the United States, the Free State Project's the way to do it. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up. Again, it's freestateproject.org.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your calls, your thoughts. Then coming up, Dennis Rodman appears in North Korea. We'll go first, though, to David. He's listening in California. And, David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, howdy.
Welcome.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to catch your intro there, so I kept up on it and kept the volume low. You know, it's interesting, with that previous caller talking about Rand Paul, I lost my respect for him when the night that he got elected, he went to a banquet at the homes of the wealthiest people in Kentucky, and it's as if he flipped the bird to the entire libertarian theme by going to the homes of the wealthiest of Kentucky.
Now, why is that? Why do you say that's flipping the bird?
Because everything that the libertarians have opposed for years has not been. It's one thing to be wealthy, but it's quite another to be utterly corruptly wealthy. And when you look at things like coal mining in Kentucky, some of those people are probably the biggest welfare cheats in the world. People who have poisoned the rivers, poisoned the, with the smokestacks, they've poisoned agriculture, dropping endless pollution on everybody's crops for years and years, and ruining, the agricultural base as well as the aquatic base. Hunters and fishermen of Kentucky alone should be furious at the idea that the coal mining has decimated the area, much less that the coal companies don't pay out, medical benefits. It's basically the U.S. government that does. And so for when you look at the coal companies as welfare cheats, they're the ones that poison the state, but they make the federal government give them a huge subsidy for the black lung. And
so you feel like Rand Paul's in bed with these guys?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it showed it when you look at the list of people that he had dinner with that night.
Mm.
But the larger picture, and this is where it gets into the issue of specie versus fiat money. Specie is the world of gold. And, if Fort Knox was full of gold and we were printing 10 times more paper than there is gold in Fort Knox, then we would have an economy you know, the libertarians kind of base themselves on that principle. But there's never
I don't know what principle you what principle?
Well, it's called the world of specia. When you have a world of gold in a vault, that the nation's value is based upon how much gold or silver. Lincoln added silver to the mix. And
I don't agree with that at all. I don't. That doesn't make sense to me.
Nation's right.
First of all, the nation is just an idea. But if you're talking about the plot of land with the people in it, the value has nothing to do with the amount of gold in a vault somewhere. It has to do with the products and services that are being offered out in the marketplace, in my opinion.
Right, and that's called a fiat system. And so basically, yeah, that's right. And I mean,
you're thinking in terms of states here, and the idea in either case is that you know, that you're saying that either the nation owns a certain amount of gold and then can give 10 times that amount of gold in currency, which is lying. It's like saying, you know, I have 10 times more things than I have, and that's a big fat lie. Or you're saying that the nation owns individuals. I think what Ian's saying is that each individual owns their own labor.
Well, the bigger picture is that we're united, you stand; divided, you fall. And
who says who?
Represent.
This just sounds like cliches to me. I mean, I Mark, that wasn't what I was saying, and I feel like I'm totally miscommunicating with you, David, because like you said, libertarians believe in this specia nation thing or whatever, and I don't know what that means. I just believe in freedom. I mean, where people could do business in whatever currency they feel is appropriate, whether that be gold, silver, Bitcoin, or, you know, seashells. I don't care. And I don't think that how much gold somebody has is any indicator of national value. I just don't. None of that makes any sense to me. And I apologize if I'm misunderstanding you.
Well, this is the history of money. And it's important to know because Croesus was the first king that came up with a gold coin. And he was, gold doesn't rust. And that's why they decided to use gold as a method of value. And they had a specific amount of markings and that the weight of the gold was going to have a certain value. Well, they knew even in Croesus's day that the kingdom couldn't expand if it only had so much gold in its treasury. That if you had, you know, out here we've got the Bay Bridge that fell down during the earthquake in 1989.
Right. I don't want the kingdom to expand, and I don't think you do. Hopefully you don't want that either. And look, I support gold.
When I say expand, I'm not talking about conquer. I'm talking about building more infrastructure, having a greater population. You can't.
Look, I support gold, but I don't think you have to support gold to be a libertarian, and I think that's the point that we might disagree on. But honestly, I don't feel like we're really communicating.
Policy.
And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 941-373-1220. I felt like I was making a point, and he would just go on with whatever it is he wanted to say, and we weren't really communicating there. So anybody that would like to continue this discussion or bring up anything, you're welcome to do so. It's Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet SP. With Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Airwaves here at 941-373-1220. That is our special call-in line number for the remainder of the show tonight. And you can join us also via Skype at username lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request. I am approving them right now. You will be approved, and then at that point it'll be easy for you to connect with us via Skype. Username again there, lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
All right, so join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got listening choices, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. They are available 24/7. They air the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. So drop on by and enjoy over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn about the bevy of other listening methods we have, including over 100 great talk radio stations from coast to coast. We've also got XM Satellite Radio, which is available all 7 nights per week. Plus, you can get us on the free-to-air, the Bitcoin free-to-air channel, which is available on KU Band across North and Central America. Get details on that over at listen.freetalklive.com. And we've also got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can find them by going to freetalklive.com. They're the top on the right-hand side of the page. It's Sickle CAI.
Okay, so I'm still trying to make heads and tails out of that last caller, Mark, and it seemed like you had some understanding of what he was trying to get to.
Well, I mean, he was trying to explain the difference to you between fiat currencies and, you know, and a species-based currency.
Right.
Species-based currency is a currency based in metals. Now, the two things that both of these systems take for granted is that the government must issue currency, okay? And the government doesn't need to issue currency. There are myriad of examples in history where governments didn't issue currencies. When governments issue currencies, they're irresponsible. So what he was saying was this essentially that, you know, by having a fractional reserve banking system, which is what he was talking about being a species-based thing, where you'd have 10 times the amount of currency that you had gold, that, you know, that was better than having a species-based currency. Now, I disagree with that statement, because if you have 10 times the amount of money in circulation as you have gold, you still just have money based on gold. Do you understand? So why not have money that's worth 10 times as much?
Sure, because then you can just divvy it up, you know, into smaller portions.
Right. Does it really matter if you can buy a gallon of milk for a $1 bill or a $10 bill? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make a difference. So, you know, I disagree, right, and I've always disagreed with that point, but I understand, and it's a relevant and important point that people that believe in, you know, value-backed, commodity-based currency system, they need to understand and they need to be clear on, is that there is little less elasticity. It's not like, you know, it's a perfect system or anything like that. However, that's when you consider that a government might run these systems. They're slow, they're ponderous. Like, for instance, there's a new commodity-based currency out there called Bitcoins. This was introduced 3 or 4 years ago. They pop in on the scene, and they're growing big, and governments have nothing to do with them. They can handle the elasticity problem to some extent by you know, being divisible, more readily divisible than, you know, gold and silver coins. And,
sure,
you know, governments can't really figure out, well, should we switch from gold to gold and silver? Should we switch from gold and silver to, you know, should we add platinum into the mix? They don't really have, they're slow organizations to change. They don't get the kind of feedback from the marketplace that, you know, businesses do. You know, I see no reason at all why people can't do business in all kinds of different currencies, gold or silver or platinum or, you know, bananas. I don't care what they do business in, seashells, as you mentioned, you know, whatever it is that's of value, people will do business in it. There's lots of rare earth metals that are becoming very, very valuable right now. So businesses might want to do business in that. But if you leave the marketplace alone, they'll come up with new and interesting things.
Sure.
You and I would have never guessed for a second about Bitcoin 3 years ago. We would have never guessed that somebody was going to come up with a currency that was based on some unbreakable math problem. And that's an incredible innovation in the area of currency that we weren't prepared for. And the idea that anybody is going to centrally plan a currency is laughable, because they'll always mess it up. I mean, you know, you put your smart people together and they weren't going to come up with Bitcoin. Bitcoin was come up with by some cryptologists on the internet, you know, hobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changed the world, and it's going to continue changing the world. So, you know, I think that the guy's sort of right in his academic understanding of the history of money, but fiat currencies have their limitations too. They've got the boom-bust cycle, which is clearly shown throughout history with these fiat currencies, is that people, you know, some central planner, call him Alan Greenspan if you wish, will get in charge, and he'll say, well, I'm, you know, people will laud him and say that, you know, he's great at this, and, you know, his head will get a little mixed up, and then you got a housing crisis, and America's in the pooper for a decade.
You know, I think that what David was saying also indicates one of the problems with having this, you know, the king of libertarians, let's say Ron Paul, for instance, the go-to person, the icon for the news media, for instance, to be the standard bearer for libertarianism. And Ron Paul, he's great. I like the guy. I like the work that he did. I appreciate it. You know, I donated to his campaigns. So there's no doubt that I appreciate Ron Paul. But I think that because Ron Paul talks a lot about gold, for instance, the gold standard, people jump to this conclusion that is erroneous, and that is that, oh, well, if you're a libertarian, you must believe in the gold standard. Or if you're a libertarian, you must believe that gold and silver are the only valuable currency or the currencies that we should have. And that's not true. You know, it's not true at all. Libertarian or a liberty-minded person believes in the free market handling currency. And that will look like, we don't know what it'll look like. We can go out on a limb and say that we think gold and silver could be involved. Or maybe the free market will decide that Bitcoin is the currency of choice. Or maybe there will be, you know, two or three different competing currencies that are really, you know, in and out in people's lives.
I think that's likely the case, is there'll be all kinds of different currencies. Look, you know, if you
want... Well, people like to keep it simple, though. I mean, having 50 different currencies could be a little complicated.
I don't know how many different currencies there would be. And I think you're right that that people do like to keep it simple, and that there'll be some that they like and don't like. But currently, with Free Talk Live, for instance, if you want to advertise on Free Talk Live, we'll take all different kinds of currency. We'll take, you know, we'll take U.S. dollars. And since those dollars come in different forms, I mean, basically a check is a form of currency to some extent, too, because you write your own number.
It's a private currency. It's a... kind of a receipt, warehouse receipt.
Yes, yeah, it's based on you know, the U.S. dollar, so you know that's a debatable statement. But I mean, you're basically making your own bill. Instead of a $50 bill, you're making a, you know, $55.47 bill when you write out a check. It's only good for the person that you're writing it to. But mm-hmm. they used to have the way that, I think they still do. You can sort of write it on the back and pass it along. People don't like to do that these days. It's fallen out of favor. But that was something.
Some banks won't accept that either.
Yeah, it's fallen out of favor. But it's something that one can do. And you know, we will also take bitcoins, we'll take silver, and there's you know, gold if you want to do it. All kinds of different currencies we'll take, and we'll take them happily. And I imagine a lot of businesses would do business that way. Now, it makes it more difficult if there's not a single standard, though. How do you go to the grocery store and buy at the sort of the fixed rate way, you know, several currencies cause room for sort of bargaining and dickering and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas one currency allows for a fixed price, and it makes it a lot easier. You understand what I mean?
The market can handle that, right? Yeah. I mean, the market can come up with different ways to interface. Like, for instance, you look at a Bitcoin app on your phone. I don't know if yours has this, Mark, but there are multiple apps. A couple of the more popular ones are, let's see, blockchain.info. And then the one you use is what?
On my
Spinner?
Phone?
Bitcoin Spinner?
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
These
yes.
apps?
Yes, I use Bitcoin Spinner.
Some of these apps actually do the translation for you for the prices right there in the app. So you can type in, well, I want to give this person 10 U.S. dollars in Bitcoin. You type in the 10. It's linked into the current rate for Bitcoin, and mm-hmm. it tells you exactly what you need to give somebody.
Right.
So, I mean, boom, the market's already solved that. We've got the communications infrastructure necessary to really facilitate this. Make it easy. 941-373-1220. What do you want to talk about? Money, Rand Paul, or... we'll talk about North Korea here in moments. 941-373-1220, Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. The number here is 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. For those who intend to call the show tonight, do be aware that when you call in and we put you on hold, you will hear nothing. That's unfortunately because our station here, WSRQ, that we're doing the show from in Sarasota, Florida, they haven't quite completely hooked up their phone board yet, or their phone hybrid, as they call it in the business. So there's no on-hold feed, and that's confusing some of the people who call in tonight. So if you hear nothing when you're put on hold, that's what you're supposed to hear, at least tonight. Tomorrow, we'll be back to normal, the normal toll-free line and all that. 941-373-1220 is the number. Also, you can connect with us via Skype. Username is lrn.fm. Mark, you've got a Facebook post that you made a few moments ago, I guess more toward the beginning of the show, asking about people or asking our listeners if they would be voting for or would vote for Rand Paul for president in 2016. And it seemed to me to be just kind of a silly question, but you said it's been blowing up.
Yeah, there's a lot of people answering this question. At this point, yeah, I mean, you know, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of responses to this question.
All right, give me some excerpts.
Joel says, I'm still conflicted on his Romney endorsement.
He did that too. Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
I think it was done with good intentions. Rand seems to believe that to win the game, you need to play ball. But even if it's a corrupt game, personally, I don't think politics will ever be the answer. However, I'd vote for Rand over just about any contender besides Ron Paul, Gary Johnson, Peter Schiff, Jesse Ventura, Andrew Napolitano, and maybe a few others. You know,
it'd be interesting to see who's...
This is kind of how I feel on him. I think he's, you know, among some of the best politicians in Washington, D.C., but politicians and their behavior tends to disgust me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like I like him better is all I can say, you know. that's the best I've got.
I'd be interested to have a libertarian, I guess, challenge between Gary Johnson and Rand Paul. Because Gary Johnson isn't even a liberty-minded guy on all issues either, and that's why I was not really too enthusiastic about his presidential campaign.
I certainly liked him better than everybody else.
He certainly wasn't, Harry Brown, who was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate when I was getting into this movement. He didn't have the principles at all. And so I wonder who between the two actually is more principled. Who between Gary Johnson and Rand Paul would be the best choice in a hypothetical election situation?
John says, I'm burnt out on voting, and I wouldn't vote for that all-talk, no-game statist if I were going to vote. Another John says, in a heartbeat, I can't wait for the opportunity. And Ed says, when you vote, you declare yourself a citizen. And,
Wow, you weren't exaggerating. This thing's got 119 comments on it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
comments.
This
is our most commented question in a long time.
Gary says, I'll stick with Vermin Supreme. Well, this is the problem with voting. The voting is an easy thing to do. You don't, they give you, it's a multiple choice question. You go in there, you put in your answer, and, you know, everybody's got an opinion, and they all stink. So, yeah, I think that I think that's one of the reasons why it's easy to answer. You know, you can just pop in with an answer. So I got a lot of yeses, a lot. I think more no's here.
Mm-hmm.
I like Charles's answer. If he had Judge Napolitano as VP, one guy claims that it wouldn't pee on him if he was on fire. Roberto here says this. Ask me in 2 years. Wyatt jumps in with it's a republic, not a democracy. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything, but you definitely can get Republicans all riled up if you call the government a democracy.
Carl Wilkinson says he'd vote for Jill Stein over Rand Paul.
Right. Don't give their last names, Ian, because you don't.
Why not? They're posting on their last names on our Facebook profile.
I hear you, but that wasn't part of the deal when they posted. They didn't really necessarily know that they were.
If you answer a question publicly on a public Facebook page, don't be surprised if someone talks about your full name.
Okay. Well, just saying.
If you don't want your full name revealed on Facebook, don't use your real name there. It's ridiculous to say that I should be protecting somebody on a public Facebook page.
All right, man. I just don't. I'm not protecting
them. How do we refer
them?
To what if there's two Carls that post on the
post? It's just an easy policy. It's a radio. It's just an easy policy. That's what I'm saying. Just give their first name.
I disagree. I will not.
Well, you do whatever you want, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would like for people to know who we're talking about because there could be more than one Carl posting on our Facebook page. So, therefore, I specify Carl Wilkinson.
So, let me ask you this. Ryan says, when Ron Paul comes out and says, I support my son, will you change your tune?
No. I mean, I'm not somebody who follows whatever Ron Paul says to do.
Yeah,
are you?
I think it's a question for people to ponder. People who are big Ron Paul supporters, if Ron gives his endorsement to his son, what will you think about that? I can't imagine that he doesn't give his endorsement to his son.
Well, I know that Ron Paul did not endorse Mitt Romney, and his son did.
Well, Ron Paul wasn't looking for re-election, and his son was.
Whatever, man. You guys always have, you Rand Paul backers always have excuses for what he does when it's anti-liberty and anti-freedom.
No,
he's just playing politics. That's what you gotta do.
Look, Ian, your support for Rand isn't much lower than mine. If you were a bigger supporter of Rand, I'd be playing the other side of this. The fact is, I've said over and over again, he's just one of my favorite politicians, which is like saying, one of my favorite forms of cancer. I mean, it's as hard for me as it is you. I don't think politics is the end-all be-all here, but I would prefer a politician who's going to steal less money from people and make a bigger mess in Washington, D.C. That's all I'm saying.
So our number here tonight for your thoughts, 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. Dennis Rodman, the 51-year-old ex-basketball superstar, has...
Before you go on here, I'd like to comment on Twitter, folks.
Look, yeah, okay.
We have, I don't know how many followers on Twitter, but it's...
Like 2,000 or something, I think?
It's quite a few, as far as...
It's a fraction of Facebook, though.
But a large fraction of Facebook.
Like a fourth?
And we get nothing as far as responses on Twitter versus versus Facebook. I mean, for whatever reason, we just, you know, blow up on Twitter. I don't know.
Who spends time on Twitter? Do people actually spend a significant amount of time on Twitter? I understand that people monitor Twitter, and they have tools that allow you to kind of monitor what's going on Twitter. But, like, for instance, we've got our Hootsuite program here that allows us to post on both Twitter and Facebook simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And it also gives you a kind of a readout of what's going on Twitter, so you can see, you know, when people are mentioning you
but not what they're doing.
And things like that. Unless they mention you, and then you can see what they're doing. But so it kind of allows us to monitor Twitter, but I never really have any drive to go to Twitter and do anything on Twitter, you know, beyond check somebody's profile to see how many followers they have or some sort of informational thing like that. Whereas on Facebook, I'm constantly there. There's events that are being created. I'm joining in an event. There's some sort of thread being posted in a group, so there's more interaction there between me and other human beings.
Right.
Whereas Twitter just seems like throw out what you think. Post your little update, and then it just goes out, and that's it. And there's not really, it doesn't have the ability to facilitate interaction amongst one another. So, like, when you ask that question or any question on our Facebook page, somebody who responds can see what the other responses are. They can talk to those people. Twitter, you can't do the same thing.
Yeah,
there's no thread with Twitter.
I don't know, why the Twitter folks like Twitter, but Twitter has some big proponents out there, and I don't understand it. We have, by the way, more than a third of our number of Facebook followers. We have that number in Twitter. So it's larger than a third.
Okay.
You say it's a fraction, but it's a big old fraction. We've got like 3,500 Twitter followers. Nothing compared to some Hollywood guy or whatever, but
maybe people like it because it's easier to see when people are discussing you, right? Like, everybody's all about themselves, right? So if someone mentions @FreeTalkLive on Twitter, it comes up on our radar. And that may be easier to see on Twitter than it is on Facebook.
The only thing I like about Twitter is that you can sort of share what somebody said and forwarded it, retweet it.
Mm-hmm. You can't do that with Facebook.
Not as well. Sure. It's harder to share things, to sort of get your friends involved in what you're involved in. Whereas Twitter, it's a little easier to do that.
Twitter's more about you, I think, than Facebook is. So Facebook seems to be more about a community. It seems to be more about interacting with friends and associates, business people. Than does Twitter. Twitter's just like, here's you, and put it out into the world, and then maybe there'll be some conversation about that, but it doesn't seem as likely.
You know, I always imagined it would be bigger with the journalists and stuff like that. You know, like, I'll often tag journalists in the articles that we read on air and that kind of thing, but frankly, we haven't even had that much interaction there either. I'm left cold by Twitter.
I'm not a fan of it. We only really use it because people demanded
that Twitter carrying birds.
That we do it,
yeah,
basically.
We're there to pick out the good stuff.
All right. More coming up here in moments. The North Korea story and your calls as well. 941-373-1220. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters, antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power, Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own four-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.